The film and TV industry in British Columbia is busier than ever. This in spite of COVID and partly because of COVID. The place sometimes called Hollywood North is benefiting from high demand for new content from networks and streaming services. The much smaller film industry in Washington State and Oregon is rebounding more slowly from the COVID-wide shutdown earlier this year. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
We don't know if the pandemic has a happy ending, but British Columbia is delivering a surprise plot twist, courtesy of its film industry. Filming is going gangbusters in the Vancouver area this fall, exceeding pre-pandemic levels. David Shepherd is the Vancouver Film Commissioner.
Since the production started to come back, it's been quite a frenzy, actually.
Shepherd says about 40 film and TV productions were underway in and around Vancouver when the pandemic hit. Now the area is hosting more than 60.
In March, when we had 40 shows, that's a busy period for us. But now with 60 plus shows, it's certainly the busiest that Vancouver and British Columbia has ever been.
Cameras are rolling on 5 different superhero series for the CW network.
Just run as fast as you can. I'll try to keep up.
There are also new seasons of the ABC TV family drama A Million Little Things and the medical drama The Good Doctor.
These things we can't even begin to understand, and that's extraordinary.
And a variety of big-budget feature films, as well as Christmas-themed Hallmark Movie of the Week kind of stuff.
Got it.
To capture the Christmas spirit.
And the calls keep coming as broadcasters and streaming services scramble for fresh content to serve all of us staying at home binging on TV.
Yeah, we had shows that were halfway through filming their seasons that were set to be delivered in the fall to the broadcasters. So, you know, there's a backlog of shows that need to be finished just to keep the schedules topped up. But also, there is a new demand, if you like, for new shows to come onto those streaming platforms and the broadcasters.
The much smaller film industries in Washington State and Oregon are coming back too, although not as dramatically as just across the border in BC. Amy Lillard leads Washington Filmworks. That effectively makes her the Washington State Film Commissioner.
There's been a very slow and strategic return to work, with the focus really being on the safety of, you know, our local crews and the work that we do.
Lillard says car commercials were among the first productions to restart in Washington when the green light came in July. Cameras have rolled on some online video projects as well. The director of the Oregon Film and Video Office says 3 productions are underway in Oregon currently, including new seasons of the Hulu comedy series Shrill and the cooking show Top Chef.
I will be the next Top Chef.
I don't think so.
We need to.
All of this is happening as COVID is surging again. Things are not back to normal on sets on either side of the international border. Marjorie Poor co-founded the Canadian Motion Picture Park Studio and serves as vice president there. Poor says frequent coronavirus testing of actors and crews provides the foundation for on-set safety. There are limits on how many people can work on-set at any one time. Even the catering buffet is changed, replaced by boxed meals.
There's a lot more social distancing. Scripts have been modified. Like, for example, I'm sure no one's putting into their scripts of people doing cycling classes indoors. I'm sure that they're coming up with other creative ideas for their storylines.
Industry insiders say the COVID protocols are raising production costs by at least 20%. Big budget flicks are absorbing those costs, but the added expenses seem to be putting the brakes on smaller projects that are the bread and butter of the U.S. Northwest film industry. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.